It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, facial recognition software is being pitched to schools as a way to prevent mass shootings. We'll talk to a technology reporter about whether it's effective and the privacy concerns that come with it. First, 24 Wisconsin National Guard troops are being deployed to Arizona to offer support for border enforcement efforts. They're expected to arrive there by the end of the week. In April, President Trump instructed the Department of Defense to help the Department of Homeland Security in its efforts to secure the border with Mexico. Governor Walker said then that if a request came, he would send National Guard troops to help. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan called the president's move here political. Governor Walker rejected that.
This is not unprecedented, President. Both President Bush's and Barack Obama's president of the United States 8 years ago sent troops, sent National Guard troops down to the border because of drugs, because of criminal activities with illegal guns, with human trafficking, with threats that we have from those who want to come in as from terrorist states out there.
Meanwhile, this week's deployment comes as a backlash increases over a Trump administration policy that separates children from their parents at the border. Meg Jones is a general assignment reporter who specializes in military and veterans issues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meg, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob.
We'll talk about the role, the duties of these National Guard troops from Wisconsin going to Arizona.
Well, the 24 people that are heading out to Arizona from the Wisconsin National Guard, they come from all different units throughout the state and from a number of jobs. You know, everybody in the National Guard as well as the military has a specific job that they do. I don't know exactly what the jobs these people are coming from, whether they're drivers or whether they're military police or clerks. I'm not sure. But what they've been told, though, is that they'll find out their assignments, what they'll exactly be doing when they get out to Arizona. And it could range from a number of things. It could be logistics. It could be driving vehicles. It could just be a number of things that they're doing out there.
It seems like, for the most part, National Guard troops have been used in kind of a logistical or support role, not for direct enforcement. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Because, you know, if you think about it, the National Guard, they're all they're citizen soldiers. So they all they come from the civilian world, and many of them have jobs, you know, in the civilian world that they're adept at. And quite often those are the same jobs that they do in the National Guard, although not always. So it kind of makes sense to draw on National Guard soldiers because they have such a wide variety of work history and backgrounds and experience.
And do we know which part or parts of the state the National Guard troops from Wisconsin are coming from?
No, I don't know specifically, but I do know it's throughout Wisconsin that they're coming from. And by the way, they're all volunteers. So basically what happened is that after President Trump in April directed the Department of Defense to support the Department of Homeland Security efforts on the border, the National Guards in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas then mobilized their National Guards, and this would have been under the militia clause of the Constitution. But those National Guards, they need reinforcements, and that's why the call went out to other states. And basically what happened here in Wisconsin is that as those requests came in, the National Guard put out a call, say, hey, we're looking for these skill sets. Does anybody want to go? And they could be deployed for a couple of weeks. I do know that the funding for this, by the way, Wisconsin taxpayers are not going to be paying for the wages of the Wisconsin National Guard units members in Arizona. but I know that funding for this particular call-up ends in the end of September. Now, they can renew that funding, or they can send those people back home to Wisconsin and their other states.
Talking to Meg Jones from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a group of Wisconsin National Guard troops headed to Arizona to assist in border enforcement. Meg, you covered a story some years back when there was a much larger deployment of Wisconsin National Guard troops, I think also to Arizona. Can you talk about that?
Sure, that's true. In 2006, George W. Bush had called up a lot of National Guards from all different states to go to the border for drug interdiction for criminals that were crossing over, and then also engineering units to build the wall down there. So I went down in February of 2007 and spent a week in Arizona, and I went out to I think 8 or 9 different spots where Wisconsin National Guard troops were working, and they're doing everything from, like I said, building the wall. I watched them as they were building these huge walls, engineering units. They were also doing like road paving, that kind of stuff to along the border. But then there were also back in 07, they did have some National Guard members that were helping the U.S. Border Patrol agents, with monitoring the border and then helping catch people. So this isn't the first time that Wisconsin National Guard troops have been sent to the border. I mean, actually, if you really want to go back, the entire Wisconsin National Guard in 1916, this is around 5,000 troops, they were sent down to Texas during the when the Pancho Villa raid was going on. So there has been a long history of Wisconsin National Guard members going down to the border for various assignments.
We're seeing stories around the country, Meg. A handful of governors have said they are either not going to send National Guard troops or they're withdrawing, in many cases, small numbers of their National Guard in protest, basically, of this child separation policy at the border. Are we hearing reaction in Wisconsin to what's going on?
Well, when I was working on a story last night, when I first heard that two dozen Wisconsin National Guard members were going down, I started seeing some reaction from local government officials that this was wrong, other states like Massachusetts and some of the other ones, and by the way, I think some of those governors are Republican governors. This
right.
isn't just a partisan thing. Refusing to commit their troops, even though, like say, Massachusetts had already committed sending a helicopter unit down there and some other troops, and then the governor said no. So I think what's happened is that back in April, when this originally came through, we didn't know, and this wasn't going on. It hadn't started yet where families were being separated. So it's become obviously much more of a volatile issue, and that's why you're seeing a lot of protests.
Was there that sort of political backlash back in 2006, 2007 when you were covering that much larger deployment?
No, none whatsoever. And I think it was because at that time, now granted, this in 06 and 07, this was only 4-5 years after 9/11, and both the Iraq and the Afghanistan wars were very, had a lot of troops going over there. So I'm wondering, Rob, if back then that people just were a little bit more concerned about safety, border safety, that kind of stuff, the threat to terrorism. Now, of course, it's a much different time. So it was framed back then in 07 for security reasons, and now it's framed in a much more different way, and so I think that's why you're getting much more backlash now. Back then in 06 and 07, it was just, let's beef up our security along the border to make sure that terrorists don't come in through that way.
Returning to the modern day, we've got these two dozen Wisconsin National Guard troops on their way there. Do we have any sense of how long this volunteer deployment will be?
Well, typically what they do is when National Guard troops get mobilized or get called up. And by the way, this is what they would call a Title 32 mobilization, meaning they're still under state control, meaning Governor Walker is still in charge of them, but also that their money comes through funding, as opposed to like a Title 10 mobilization where, like say during the Berlin crisis, where the president could go in and mobilize troops, and then they were under federal law or federal governing, which is also what happened during Iraq and Afghanistan when those troops got called up. But so the difference is now that when they volunteer, they don't know how long they're going to be gone. And that's kind of the nature of being in the National Guard. I heard that when folks were heading down to Puerto Rico and, you know, for hurricanes, for the hurricane work and stuff, they didn't know if they're going to be gone a couple of days, a couple of weeks, or even a couple of months. So these folks could be gone, like I said, through till the end of September, unless they renew the funds, and then they could be gone even longer. I do know in 2007, those folks that went down to the border were there for range in time from 2 weeks, and there were some that stayed 2 years at the Arizona border.
We'll leave it there for now. Meg, thanks for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
That's Meg Jones, a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who specializes in military and veterans issues. She joined us to share the latest on the deployment of 24 Wisconsin National Guard troops to Arizona to support border enforcement efforts.